podcast listeners. I am back again for my second podcast. Are you still listening? Great. That was a reference to Dora the Explorer there. Thought I'd just throw that out there. So today we will be talking about, or I will be talking about, no one else is going to be here except for me. I will be talking about Marvel versus Star Wars versus DC Comics. Now, this has been going on for a long time, this war between these three huge movie franchises. It all started with Star Wars, and then DC made its first Superman movie a year later. And then Marvel came in a decent amount of time later. But the Marvel I'm going to be talking about is actually Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's not going to be the Marvel with Spider-Man yet. But Spider-Man is now in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So he will be mentioned. But none of his movies yet exist in MCU. So, yeah. This war between DC, Marvel, and Star Wars is really close when it comes down to numbers. You have DC winning, as of right now, with $3,311,573,872. Those are the totals of 25 movies that DC Comics has released, and that's the total number. And Star Wars, this is counting the re-release theaters total gross of the six movies. It's $2,217,773,310. And Marvel has $2,955,014,690. Now, when it comes to who's going to win the battle, really, Disney is going to win the battle. It owns both Marvel and Star Wars as of right now. So Disney is definitely going to win when it comes to that. But if we're just talking splitting up the franchises, right, who's going to win? You got Marvel, who has so many movies yet to be released and has less than half of the movies DC has made and is almost catching up to them. They're only, let's see if I can do math here. They're only about 4 million behind DC when it comes to, when it comes to money. They're only about $4 million behind, you know. And Marvel is not slowing down. Their average movie release makes about $295 million. That's insane. And DC is sitting at $132 million in average movie. You know, it's hit or miss sometimes with DC. I mean, you have movies like Steel. That was with Shaq. Unfortunately, that was DC, and it didn't really make a lot of money. It only made $1 million. So, I mean, when you have averaged out totals, it's kind of, it's a little iffy on that because you have crappy movies that made $1 million and $5 million and $10 million. And then you have The Dark Knight that made $533 million domestic gross. Yeah. You know, really, Christopher Nolan single-handedly saved DC. No matter what anyone would think, maybe they could have made a comeback, but Chris Nolan, without him, DC wouldn't be in the spot where they could be making a Batman versus Superman or Suicide Squad or anything like that. So you DC fans can send a thank you letter to Chris Nolan because he single-handedly saved your franchise. Okay, so let's go back to Star Wars. Star Wars, on average, makes $158 million per release. Now, that's a little unfair because they have the re-release and the IMAX experience counted in Box Office Mojo. But Phantom Menace, obviously, is the number one making movie in Star Wars, which is kind of a disgrace because that's the number one worst Star Wars movie of all time, and it's made the most money, $431 million in theaters. That's pretty crazy for Star Wars. Then it goes $380 million with Revenge of the Sith, Star Wars, first one, $307 million, Attack of the Clones, $302 million, Return of the Jedi, $252 million, and Empire Strikes Back, $209 million. Yeah, it seems like it sucks that Empire Strikes Back didn't make as much money as it could have. It should be Empire Strikes Back made the most. Unfortunately, the world doesn't work like that. You have to make a good movie in order to see the next one, and then the next one makes money even though it's bad. That's kind of how it works. So then you have Star Wars The Force Awakens coming up. And that movie's going to make a lot of money. I would put money on saying that it will make more money than The Phantom Menace because it probably will be released in IMAX. That I could kind of guess. I mean, IMAX is kind of the thing for Star Wars to be in. And we haven't seen a Star Wars movie in about 10 years, so it's sank in our souls that we're like, okay, prequels, bad. We can get those out of the way. We can go and we can experience, hopefully, a good Star Wars movie. Then, when people get the word out there, there will be lots of people going to see this movie again and again, possibly in IMAX, and it's gonna gross so much money. It's crazy how much money this movie is going to make. All right, then let's go to Marvel. Marvel is Hollywood movie god, pretty much. It puts a movie out there and it makes over $100 million each time. And it's going to continue to do that over and over and over again. And with the slate of movies that's going to have coming out, it's only going to get worse. I mean, actually better, not worse, but worse for Star Wars and DC Comics. Because, I mean, Star Wars is going to make a movie a year, but Marvel is going to be making two to three movies every year, and it's going to top it. Doesn't matter if both the movies combined will make more money than that one Star Wars movie that comes out that month or that year. Having said that, if we're going to put the three big movies that it has coming out next for them, let's put Avengers Age of Ultron versus Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, versus Batman versus Superman. This slate of movies could, in the order of best to worst box office, that's a tough one. I have a feeling all three of these movies could break each other's record. You know, it's tough. If I had to rate what's going to be the top, I'd have to go number one is going to be Star Wars. Number two, Avengers, Age of Ultron. And then three, Batman v Superman. But they're going to be very close, especially the top two. Avengers, Age of Ultron, and Star Wars Episode 7, they could flip. I could see Avengers topping it. But on the other hand, I can't see Batman v Superman topping either the Avengers or Star Wars. Unless the movie is super good that even the average moviegoer has to go see it again. Because then you'll have the hardcore DC fans that will at least go see it four times. At least four times. And then the average moviegoer will go twice. And it could do something. Miracles do happen. Miracles can happen. And yeah. So down the line, you have Marvel that's coming out with an Ant-Man movie, Captain America Civil War, Doctor Strange, Guardians 2, a new Spider-Man, but that's not part of the MCU, that's not part of Marvel's money-making, but it's part of the creative team of MCU. I believe that's how that went down. Then you have Thor, Ragnarok, then Avengers, Infinity War, Part 1, Black Panther, Captain Marvel, Avengers, Infinity War, Part 2, then Inhumans. This goes all through 2019. These movies will all make over $100 million. They're going to make money because they can and they will because it's Marvel. It's almost unfair that they have all these characters that they can just easily put out a movie and make money. But the thing is, they're all so good. That's the thing. They're all good. They haven't really put out a bad movie, except maybe Captain America, the First Avenger. Iron Man 2 was okay. You know, Iron Man 3 kind of was bad, but like movies like Avengers, Incredible Hulk, Guardians of the Galaxy, Iron Man, Captain America, The Winter Soldier, Thor movies were great. They have a track record of making great movies, which is why people will pay money to go see them in the theaters instead of some people like to pirate movies just in case they don't think they're going to be good. But people want to see these movies on the big screen, and that's why they will. See, Star Wars, they have a track record of three good movies and two bad movies and one... I liked Revenge of the Sith for the most part. But in the prequels, they did have some redeeming qualities. Some of the action was cool. Like the end battle in The Phantom Menace. That was cool when Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan were facing off against Darth Maul. More of that was in the movie. I think prequels, or at least the first one, could have been good. Second one, you know, it had that one battle where all the Jedi were there and they were with their lightsabers, which is cool. And then the third one had more action. They had the clones or whoever battling the droids and Jedi getting killed. It was pretty dark, and it was a lot better than the first two for sure. So then you have the first three, or the, I guess, four through six. Those are great movies. Maybe one of arguably the most perfect trilogy you could possibly have. So you have these three movies that were good. I guess you could say three movies that were bad. You have half and half. So they're 50% going to please the audience. So you have a 50-50 chance. The Force Awakens could be really good, could be really bad. And I still have better faith in Marvel making a good movie than Star. But, you know, the creative team behind the prequels, it was George Lucas. The creative team behind the original trilogy was George Lucas, obviously, and then a bunch of other people. George Lucas in the prequels, he didn't have those other people critiquing him on what to change. There was a lot of changes in those the original trilogy that George didn't have in there. And that's why the prequels failed, because every single person was just like, yeah, George, that's good. Yeah, let's do that. And the shitty dialogue got in there and made a terrible movie. Even though the movies made money, doesn't matter. You made a terrible product, and we as moviegoers should deserve good quality movies, because we paid our hard-earned money to watch your film. So we deserve something good. Now we go on to the train wreck DC. Yeah, I'm a DC hater, really. I don't think the way they're going about it is catch up. They're trying to catch up to what Marvel has done to the universe of superheroes. They're like, oh my God, the Avengers, it's so good. We need to do that. We need to do that. We need to do that like three years. So then they made the Man of Steel. And, you know, it did well in the box office. But I did not enjoy that movie. There was a lot of plot holes, and Superman is, he's such a downer. You know, and Superman's not a downer. They tried to Batman up Superman, and Superman is not Batman. Superman is a symbol of hope, and there was no hope in that movie. They tried to do the Dark Knight to Superman, and that's not who Superman is. That's why it didn't work. And that's why I'm really skeptical on what route DC is trying to go. Because they're darkening everything. They're like, no hope for anyone. And they're showing all these pictures, revealing all these superheroes, and they show them all in like the dark costumes and looking all very serious. And it's like, that's, you got it. When you're doing superhero movies, you got to have light to them. They can't just all be dark and So, you have the Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. I'm not excited about it. I'm not excited about it either. That's kind of weird feelings about it, but I mean, trying to figure this one out. Because the Man of Steel, or just Man of Steel, wasn't a great movie. To a great character, you deserve a great movie, but it wasn't a great movie. And now you have two great characters, some of the best superheroes of all time, facing off against each other. On paper, it should be good. But Zack Snyder is directing it again, who directed Man of Steel. I don't think Chris Nolan is on the project. He might be, but I don't think he is. And if they try to darken this again, if Superman is going to be like he was in the first movie, it's going to be a tough thing to watch, cuz you're going to have both these like, hey, I'm Superman, I'm so dark. And then you got, I'm Batman, I'm gonna fight Superman. But we're both like emo and dark. What are we gonna fight about? Like, it's gonna be like, I feel like that's how it's gonna be. And that's what makes me scared about it. It's gonna make money. That's for sure. It could top The Dark Knight. I would not be surprised if it topped The Dark Knight, but it shouldn't. Dark Knight is probably the best superhero movie of all time, in my opinion. That is, and it's DC, and I'm a DC hater, which makes it ironic, but I love Batman, and they better not mess up Batman and Batman v Superman. So then you have the Suicide Squad for DC coming out later that year, 2016. Suicide Squad is like the Avengers of DC, but it's villains instead of heroes. And that'll have the Joker in it, played by Jared Leto. It's got a great cast. Jared Leto, Will Smith, Margot Robbie, some other guys. You'd recognize them if you saw them. But it's got a great cast. That's what it's pretty much got going for him. Jared Leto's a great actor. I have full faith that he will nail the Joker. But I don't have full faith that the material that he will be with is going to be as quality of an actor that he is, if that makes sense. I hope it is, simply because the Joker is probably the greatest villain of all time as well. So you can't mess that up. You can't. If you mess that up, DC, like, someone needs to shut you down. I'll go in there and just say, shut it down. Everyone will agree. And we'll start from scratch again. You need to make good movies in the future. You have like 10 movies coming out in the next 5 years. Make 7 of them good, and I will become a DC fan again. So, let's wrap this up, because this kind of goes on. This could go on for a long time, but let's summarize here. Even though DC is leading in money, I doubt it will be leading within the next couple months. I think Marvel will take over the money that has been brought in. That's just what's going to happen, because The Avengers is coming out very soon. It will probably take over by the end of May. It's going to be, it's already bigger than Star Wars. It will be bigger than DC Comics very soon. So, by quality of movies, DC does not have a great track record. Whether you got Green Lantern or Steel, ugh, Batman or Robin. Maybe one of the worst superhero movies. It is the worst superhero movie of all time, Batman and Robin. It's so bad, it destroyed the Batman franchise until Christopher Nolan brought it back from the dead in 2005. And also Superman Returns, a shitty Superman movie. That also killed the franchise. Well, actually, No, it was Superman 4. The Quest for Peace that killed the franchise. That only made $15 million. It was that bad. And then they brought it back to make a terrible movie again with Superman Returns. Superman barely was in the movie. I don't know how he could have returned, but he was barely in it. That's why I'm a DC hater. I'm sorry for all you DC lovers. I hope you continue to listen. Maybe you'll learn something about DC that you haven't learned. But DC hasn't put out good quality movies, aside of the Dark Knight trilogy and a few Superman movies. There isn't a good DC movie. Actually, no. Then the Batman and Batman Forever and Batman Returns. Those were good movies as well. Most of the Batman movies were good. And then they made one bad one, and it destroyed a franchise. That's how bad it was. See, that's what I'm worried about. They're going to run the DC to the ground, and it won't be able to be brought back when you have all these great characters in the comics that you can bring alive on the screen. You just need the good quality people to make these good movies. They haven't done that in the past. I hope they do that in the future. Anyways, okay, So, and then you have Star Wars. Star Wars, 50-50 chance. Flip a coin. Is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad? That's really it. I know that in my prediction, I think it's going to be really good. On paper, it's got J.J. Abrams writing, directing. Then it's got the writer from Empire Strikes Back writing the movie as well. There you go. That's all you need to know that it's probably going to be freaking awesome. And the guy who does C-3PO said it's better than Empire Strikes Back. That's a bold statement. That's saying that movie that is considered one of the greatest movies of all time. Yeah, the movie that we're working on right now is better than that one. See that? You just hold it to a higher standard now that someone working on the movie has said that. So it better hold up to the expectations that I have for it. All right, so who's going to win the battle? Marvel, Star Wars, DC? I think if you put these three up against each other, DC falls flat on its face. No way DC beats Marvel or Star Wars. Now, when you face Marvel off with Star Wars, obviously Disney wins. They win because they own both of them. But if you face them both off, I think if you had to, in the future, like in 50 years, if you were to put both of these next to each other and say, all right, who's made more money? I think it would be Marvel. I think Marvel would win because their creative team is so good at coming up with ideas that were already written in the comics. They're already written down. And when you have all these ideas that Stan Lee or other comic book writers already came up with, you can use those ideas, but also add your own to the movie that you're about to create with the original idea that Stan Lee had already written down, which is the beauty of making movies, because you don't have to go by the source material, but you can, and you should. But sometimes the source material isn't as good as your idea, which is why putting your ideas inside something like a comic book is good when you're making movies. I don't know if that made sense. So, yeah, Marvel versus Star Wars versus DC. I would pick Marvel to come out on top, followed by Star Wars and DC. The reason why Star Wars doesn't make more money in 50 years, movie-wise, they will make more money probably selling merchandise than any of these combined. But when we're just talking strictly movies, ticket sales, I don't think it beats Marvel. It beats DC. I don't think DC is going to last. I think with whatever the Justice League type of thing they're going for, I don't think people are going to like it as much as Star Wars or Marvel. So Star Wars won't be as good as Marvel simply because they don't have the source material that Marvel has. Now, you could talk that they have all the books. They have all those books, yes. There's a bunch of books. But they've already announced that that's not part of canon. So they may eventually go to the books for source material, but I don't think it makes sense anytime soon to go there because they already said that none of the books are part of canon except for some comics and some other things. So this war between DC, Star Wars, and Marvel will be an interesting one to watch. And obviously, I'm going to go see all these movies because these movies hopefully will be somewhat entertaining because I'm going to pay for them. Sometimes it doesn't work out that way. All right. That should be enough. Marvel wins. Yep. Stupid DC fans and Star Wars fans. Marvel is going to beat you both. And you're not going to like it. All right. So that's going to do it. Marvel's on top. Thank you for making it to the end of this podcast. If you like what you hear, just subscribe to the podcast. Because I got more of this. I'm going to make one. I don't know what's going to be next, but hey, no one knows anything. All right, thanks again for listening, and I will see you, but I won't see you. So I won't even hear from you. So let's just say you will be hearing from me next time. That's a good thing. All right, see ya. You're in love with me.